But also with children, it's always been to comfort the loved one here. You know, every story is on its own, but it's almost as though they just have love to give. Like, that place is very loving, and we are almost always much harder on ourselves than they want us to be. Like, they always want to take the burden off of us here, because we take it much more with grief. They are in a very beautiful place. It's a quiet place. They're full of love over there.
Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast, Working Through Life. I am your host, Leticia. Are you wondering what this podcast is about? Well, the purpose for this podcast is to help and support those who are working through life after a loss of a loved one from suicide, an illness, or a sudden death, as well as experience a family member with dementia or experiencing a divorce. The podcast is about creating a safe place where you will be able to listen to interviews and discussions with invited guests who will share their stories, their journey, and their helpful information and resources that have helped them and their families. I am not a professional, but someone who has also lost family members and friends. I believe that there is a community of survivors who would like to be connected with others so that they will not feel alone, but the community that inspires them without judgment, only compassion and hope. Welcome back to my podcast, Working Through Life.
Thank you, Orly, so much for joining me today in my podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm really, really happy to be here. I'm so excited that I get to share perhaps my story and hopefully help others kind of, you know, when dealing with grief, that this may be of help to them and lift their spirits, if you will. My name is Orly. I am a mom of two beautiful children, and we recently moved from Israel to the States. And, you know, I am currently pursuing what you could say is a mediumship, or I'm a spiritual medium, and seeing how I can help others. And what that is basically I am able to receive messages from loved ones who have passed. I'm saying this because I'm on the journey currently, and I really believe that everyone has this ability to connect with their loved ones.
We will begin with part two.
There's something else I wanted to mention too about losing loved ones, sudden death, suicide, you know, anything unexpected. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you can explain about that?
Yeah, I feel like for whatever reason, we somehow know, I don't know how to explain this, but I feel like we somehow know how, just like with the example with my father, we somehow know when it is our time. And it could be even moments before. I feel like we come to this realization or some kind of a knowing that that it is our time. And I do want to say that the sensation I've received from connecting to the other side, to those who have passed, it's almost as if there is something that they want to say or relay to the person, the loved one here, it's usually if they have any sorrow or regret that they want to say to the person here, it's also very important, the family connections, to stay connected. I guess because we move into the other realms and we stay connected there, it's like they really want us to check in on that uncle and see how he's doing. Like, they'll relay messages to keep the family connected. Not go with any regrets. That's a big thing too. It's almost like anything you have regrets towards, or it's always a loving feeling. And so even with those that have have committed suicide, or a child that was was in an accident, or was, the feeling that they always give for whatever reason is that they are okay with the decision made. I mean, they may have regrets themselves, but they are conscious, and I know for the most part they don't want those that remained living to feel, they take full responsibility for my sensation for what has happened. It's almost like they have realizations over there, you know, they see things in a different, in a new perspective. But also with children, it's always been to comfort the loved one here. You know, every story is on its own, but it's almost as though they just have love to give. Like, that place is very loving, and we are almost always much harder on ourselves than they want us to be. Like, they always want to take the burden off of us here, because we take it much more with grief. They are in a very beautiful place. It's a quiet place. They're full of love over there. When I asked my father in those moments, I was like, well, where are you now? What are you experiencing? And he's like, I can be anywhere at any time, is what he said. I can be with your sister now, and I can be with you. There's no like time and space. So I can be with you, I can be at the beach, and I can also be, and so they don't want us to stay. And that's mostly what the messages that come through for people is, they don't want you to stay in grief. They don't want you. And not only do they not want you to stay in grief, they want to show you that they're here still. And so if you're able to ask for signs, if you're able to feel them, feel their presence, know that they're there. It's not a weird feeling that when you're driving in your car, they could be sitting next to you and you can put their hat. I know this is from before when I was saying, like, a suggestion that one of my teachers said, you know, you can put their hat next to you and have them ride along with you. And if you acknowledge that they're there, I mean, it sounds crazy and people don't do this, but acknowledging that, oh, you're here, it just, you're able to see the magic, see the synchronicities, and also know that they don't want you to live in grief here. There's no point in living if you are just staying in their loss. Because like I said, again, for whatever reason, they can experience life through you. They almost live vicariously through us. And so if you are living and remembering them and acknowledging them and taking them with you and enjoying every smell, every taste, every experience here, they are happy. That makes them, that's what they would want and wish for the most for you. Mm-hmm. They don't want you to stay in anguish or grief. And it's difficult for us because especially if it's a child, and that's where, you know, if you can receive a sign, or if you can get comfort knowing that they are here still, even if you can't see them, even if you can't taste or, you know, taste, I'm meaning like you can't physically feel their presence or smell their smell, you can still experience them in a new way. We just have to learn how to experience that. We have forgotten, as souls living in human bodies, how to allow ourselves to also experience things, not just physically, but sensorially. And people will get all of a sudden a whiff. Sometimes you may be walking down the street and all of a sudden have a smell that reminds you of them. That's also their way of signaling to you, I'm here. So pay attention to the smells that come along your way. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you recall the smell of your grandfather. It's not for no reason. It's probably him just, I'm here.
Yes.
Or it's our memories are attached to senses for the most part. When we look back at our memories from experiences with people and our loved ones, usually you'll remember it. Yes, you'll have the image in your mind, but you will also remember perhaps the sensations. Was it cold that day or not? Was it a winter day? Mm-hmm. You can remember the experience of the smells that were surrounding you. And so for me, because I suggest also to really focus in on, you know, look at the cup of water. What does it look like? What are the things that are physically in front of you? Because the more we are aware of what is here, the more they are able to also use. Because how do they communicate with us? They communicate with us through our senses. That's what clairaudience, clairvoyance is. What is clairvoyance? What does it mean when I say, he's showing me an image that mm-hmm. looks like this? Mm-hmm. They're using my memory. They're using my imagery in my mind through my life experiences and showing me these images. It's not my thoughts again. They're showing me an image of a flower. Now, for me, an image of a flower could literally be for that person, oh, this is a flower, but it could also mean a celebration for whatever reason, because it's the connection that I've made with flowers that mm-hmm. it's the meaning. And so in the same way, because they can't talk to me, you know, through clairaudience perhaps, but they use your frame of reference. And so that's why I want to say we all have the ability to develop that. So when you're walking down and you smell something that reminds you of something, mm-hmm. look into it a little. Where are you currently? You're reminded of your loved one at that moment. You smell the smell of the, I remember walking and there's always the smell of grass. My grandfather used to mow the lawn. There was a certain smell of grass that would come along with it. And so sometimes I'll smell that and it could actually be him, like just giving me a little hug in that moment. So mm-hmm. don't overlook those as well as just being random, you remembering them in that moment, because perhaps they also want to show you that they are with you in that moment. It's not just yes. you remembering them in that moment. It's actually them and placing that memory in that moment, because they are right alongside you. And the more you're able to experience the goosebumps or have those visceral moments, that's when you know that they are supporting you. So I'm trying to think how else they can show you. They, you can have a sense of smell. You can ask for a sign to see. It can show up as a song. It can show up on a postcard or on a book all of a sudden, in words that you're reading. I don't know if that, I kind of went in this roller coaster way, but I hope that makes sense, in especially in terms of the feelings they give me for the most part for their loved ones here. They really want us to just live life fully and not in regret and not in grief.
I think that's why how I feel and with this podcast is just helping others find comfort and try to do things that make you happy. And sometimes you're led to something that you're supposed to do. And somehow what I'm trying to say is, you know, my dad always liked to think of some business that he wanted to do. He was an entrepreneur at heart, because he loved, you know, he would always be thinking, oh, we could do this. If he would eat something really good that we made, my mom made, or you could make some of these and we can sell it. Actually, he did start a restaurant. He had a party store. He took trips to Texas and Mexico and brought back furniture and decor, boots, to name a few things. And he would bring them back and always, you know, want to show things that he was proud of and liked. And part of sharing, part of it he would give away too, but mm-hmm. you know, I still have pieces of furniture, and we all do. And when we make food a certain way, we think of him. When I make my grandmother's cookies, I feel her presence. So all of that. And I'm sure that some people really want or need to feel that. And like you say, there is a way of kind of just stopping and being aware, I guess. But some people may not believe that, I know.
Right.
I mean, I really do feel really close when I feel those, you know, connections. or even I'm washing dishes. I mean, it could be little things and maybe coincidence, and you just, I don't know why suddenly they enter your mind. You know, my aunt has a beautiful garden in her backyard that her husband, my uncle, he'd loved working in. Just so many things that people have. Oh, I can go on.
But. And that's why it's so beautiful in creating the memories. When you create those memories with your family and you have pictures of the memories or moments in time that you can go back to and remember also, mm-hmm. you know, with loved ones, it's this, I mean, those are the moments that can really, give you comfort, like remind you of the loved one if they're not here anymore, but also know that you're also creating memories for new memories. And I do want to say that they're with you in creating those new memories. For me as a medium, a lot of times they will come through and show things that are currently happening. Or did you just, what is up with this thing? Like literally giving you the sign that they are with you in every day. With the information, which that's where it fascinates me. And so I do want to say, if there's someone who doesn't believe, you know, there are other ways, of course, to deal with the grief and the loss of a loved one. It's not, you know, you don't, even if you do think that there's no way to create that connection still. The importance of moving forward and for your well-being, and it's difficult. It's really difficult. You know, there's a missing part. There's a missing part in your heart all of a sudden, or a big significant part of your life, especially if it's a child or someone who is, you know, it's okay if we have moments in the day where we're reminded and, you know, we cry. And it's also, you have to be also surrounded, because you can fall into grief and despair. People can, you know, I also am hoping that with what you're doing now is giving ways for people to deal with the grief and ways in which you can continue living, so that you cherish what is and you can continue to live, and I don't want to say for them, but almost.
Well, I feel like you've learned from them.
Right.
You've learned and you remember what they did and what they liked, what they loved to do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that gives you a direction, or at least you try it. See if you like it or not.
Mm-hmm. You were saying something before about sometimes we just don't know, you know, you end up in doing something or, and if things will almost click for you, mm-hmm. either a few months later or years later, where it's like, you have these realizations. But I do believe that when you are aware of your journey as well, not just living life and doing the everyday, but aware of your journey and the things that come your way along the way, mm-hmm. and you enjoy those and you're in the moment enjoying and experiencing, that's when you fully can experience also the magical things, because you become aware. This is a very big part of being able also to live life fully. It's seeing what is here. The gifts we receive are right here, you know, mm-hmm. right here and now. They are here for us to enjoy, and the things that come into play into our existence now come for a reason. And so we have to be aware and to jump on the opportunities that come our way. Mm-hmm. And then things start clicking, and like you start experiencing life a little bit differently. But being grateful for what you do have, I think, is one way also to kind of put aside the grief of what I've lost and just be grateful for what I do have, what this person has given me. And so if I can actually put myself in the what I have received from him or from her, what have they given me? I've become this person, a better person, because they taught me how to love, because they taught me what true love is. And it can make me sad, but at least I'm not looking at their loss. I'm looking at what I was given and what I'm grateful for. I was given this. I was born here. I was given, and just being able to see what is and what, you know, what is the good as opposed to what is lacking or missing currently. And if you can also look at the different ways in which they have helped you. Like my father too was an entrepreneur. It's funny you mentioned Mexico. He also traveled and brought things to sell here. And that's just, you know, it's funny that they were very similar in that in that sense, and taught me about, you know, I realized like I used to procrastinate or not allow myself, and he had taught me just do what you know, go after your dreams and just try, and what can, so just remembering those points and and that they can still guide us even though they're not here. If you're able to remember the what they have taught you or what they gave you or the sensation they used to give you, and you can re-experience that, then you're also remembering them, but also looking at the good as opposed to what is not. Just looking at what is and what is not.
This is the end to part two. We will be back for part three. Thank you for listening to Working Through Life podcast. Please write a review, share with family and friends, or subscribe so you will get notified about upcoming episodes. To find other information and resources, you can follow me on Instagram at workingthroughlife_LL. Peace and love, Leticia.